Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. March ratings in today. Took a look at them for WABC. Excellent performance, 24 hours a day. You know, our late night people, Rita Cosby and Moreno and all the guys, you know, all night, they really do well. And then No Spin News doing fine. Holding our own here. And then Sid in the Morning is, he's a colossus. And WABC is now the most successful news talk format in the whole country. And that means the whole world, because there's no radios in any other country that have the penetration that American radio stations have. So you can make an argument, and I'll make it right now, that WABC is the most successful news talk radio station in the world. And that's pretty good for a station that was almost underwater 5 years ago. Okay. The Knicks are in the playoffs. I'll be there on Saturday. The Islanders are in the playoffs. I'll be there next week. I'm a big sports fan, and I root for all the New York teams. You know, some people can't do that. I root for all of them. Now, Islanders, obviously, very strong connection. Mets, I have a strong connection. Yankees, I know all the people. They're so nice over there, the Steinbrenner family. Rangers, I don't have too much of a connection. Knicks, I just like the vibe. I like the whole vibe there. Fun to go to the games. And sports means a lot, particularly because we're living in a city now, in an area where people are scared. I mean, yesterday, 27-year-old NYU administrator was walking in Washington Square Park, which is a mess because of all the drug dealers, and a guy comes up and punches her in the face near Fifth Avenue. So takes off. Cops don't know who it is. Victim has to be treated by EMS workers. And the police now say 50 women have been attacked, physically attacked in the last 28 days in New York City. 50. Okay? That's that is unacceptable. Because what this does is it creates terror. So you're a woman in Manhattan, and 50 of your peers in the last 28 days have been punched or kicked or knocked to the ground. So what are you, immune? You're not. So when you go out and walk around, and the people that are doing this are sick, number one, but they're violent criminals. And guess what happens if they get caught, Governor Hochul? Because you're a female. They get right out. They don't hold them. So it's free fire zone to punch women anytime you want in New York City. Am I wrong? So I'm thinking about a lot of vigilante stuff, and that's wrong, and I don't want to encourage that. But if it's my daughter or, you know, some woman I'm close to and some thug punches somebody I know, and if I'm around, I hurt that person. And then Bragg would probably arrest me, right? But I don't care. If I can, I'll hurt them. I got to be honest. you know, my daughter, you do that, I catch you doing that, you're going to be in the hospital. Yeah, and I'll take the heat. Now, I don't want to encourage this, but that's how strongly I feel about it. Because I know that the justice system, which is a joke, and I'm going to get into that with Donald Trump in a minute. I know the justice system in New York is crashed. There is no justice in the city now. None. None. Criminals run wild. Oh, well, the crime is down 8%. Ah, baloney. Most people didn't even report crime anymore because they know nothing's going to happen. They don't go to the precinct and report it because the sergeant's going to look and go, what do you want me to do? Right? You know, if you've ever been through it. So what is the solution? The solution is to punish violent criminals really hard. Really hard. Not 2, 3, 5 chances. No. Drug dealers, too. That's the solution. Anyway, let's end on an optimistic note. I hope you have a great weekend, and you know, I'm going to have a fun one and try to put some of this stuff on the shelf until I have to deal with it next week, because I always have to deal with it.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.